member of Rava, Hani Tati Uni is the Srikha Nadadi, Islubidika, Les Lubidika, Vlamar Nel Shlika Sidron, Vakasidron Hani Rubisayu. So, Machugis, here the Rava says Allaha, that Srikha Shlika Sidron, Treun is Shlika Sidron, is the Trefa, Kasidron is Kosher. Rashi's Shita is that Ein Sircha B'lei Nekev. Memela, every Sircha already we see that there's a Nekev over here. And Shloika Sidron is a problem. Kisidron somehow has a stima. It's the whole Chiluk of the Sugya, which I think really the Chiluk of the Sugya has to be Mitzvah Shem, the whole Memches, really should do that next, like skip Mem Zayin, go to Mem Ches, the whole Amud, and then do the whole Chelik of the Sugya of Tshefa Chozer Lech Sheirai, and Kurm Shalom Achmas Makav Bereya, Beveshet, whatever. That should be after finish the Sugya of Sirchas, do this Chelik of the Sugya. What's Pshat in Rashi? The Rishonim want to know, how could Kisidron be good? If it's a Nekevadai, how could the Krum, how could the Sircha be Machsher the Reya? It's two basic Mahalchim and Rashi. Either that it's Taka Krum, and it's a better Krum over here, for whatever reason. Maybe the whole problem with Krum is only such Fili Saser, exactly what the Pshat is. And Shalik Kisidron pulls it off, so you don't have the Maila of the Krum Kisidron, or the Pshat and Rashi is that really the problem with Shalik Kisidron is not pulling off. Shalik Kisidron, all you have is the Krum. The Maila of Kisidron is that you have a better stima, you have a Megan Mitzad, the other Una. So basically, Malchim and Rashi. I don't know which one Shtim is better in the Lashonis of Rashi himself. But Lachar Nafkamin, like Taisus speaks out by Sechatluya would be a Nafkamina between these two Tzadim. And Stam, what's called Kisidron? Is it anything from the first to the second one? Yeah. I'm saying some Rishonim down Hamash, but maybe because it's not going to have anything pulling it off. But but what's called Kisidron, what's not called Kisidron, according to the Tzad that you need Dafka the other Una, should be Dafka Mechituch L'chituch, is going to be called the Kisidron. According to the Tzad that it's Misparkos, then anything from even Gav L'Gav, as long as it's not from the first to the third, should be okay. Okay, this is the basic setup of Rashi. Stamazai, Rashi brings down, not the main thing I want to discuss, but Rashi brings down Machloikas, what's the din from the Una to the Uma? So Rashi says, let me explain the Tam, the Oisim Tam of the Matir. She says, my Rabbi was Matir, but Tam, Ha'oisim, Ha'oisim, I'm a Nekev Yesh, Vlamatzana Shahutar, Ela Ba'uni, Kedam Marava. Aval Kisidron Hainer Visay, Aval Umi Loika Amar. And then he says, Tam Mairi Lematzina Uma Gemara, and the Tam that they're Matir is because really the Ikar Chiddush of Rava, the Ikar Chiddush of Rava is coming to tell you is the Tzad Isser. It's coming to tell you that Shalik Kisidron is not good. So Shalik Kisidron is not good, Una to Una is a bigger Chiddush anyway. He's coming to tell you the Kachidish is that Shloka Sidron is not good. So it comes out, Stam, that the way you read this Yesh Oishim and Yesh Matirin is what's the Kachidish of Rava? What's he coming to tell you? So according to according to the Matirin, Tamoyri, the Matirin, they're learning that the Kachidish of Rava, this, that you have a heter, Mikayach, the other Una, Kisidron, that din we already know from the din from Memches. Teifin Sosmasa, we already know that din, Be'etzem, that you could have a stima on the neck of the Reya. If it's Sarach to the Teifin Sosmasa, if it's Sarach to the Una next to a Kisidron, it's for sure good. We already know that. Sheikh Chiddush of Rava has come to say that Shlok Kisidron is not good. And according to Mamela, that's like a chiddush of Rav. It's not good. He doesn't speak out una to uma. So Mamela, taka good. And the other shita, the oisrim, they held that the ikar chiddush of Rav is coming to say where it is good. This kisidron is good. If kisidron is good, so then he should have said a bigger chiddush that that even una to uma is good. Now, lemaisa, in it sounds almost like. It sounds like that the oisrim, when Rashi introduces the oisrim, he says, ha-oisrim oimrim harei nekev yesh. The seist, that he's saying that the oisrim hold that the ikar chiddush of Rava is that it's mutter. The seist, when we see the sirich, we see a nekev. And this you want to come and say and take away the nekev, this is the chiddush, that Rava holds that there's an oifen how to be mater, the middle of that, he should have spoken out if there's a chiddush una to uma. It seems like the other shita is arguing on that whole diktuk, and he's saying that fakir, when they have doisim sismasa sismasalik the nekev, and middle I don't have a problem. But when I see a sirch, I see a nekev, because sirch to the uma, I don't see. You want to come say it pulls it apart, okay? So middle. Memela, Shlokesidron is a chiddush. You have to create the nekev. You have a good stima be'etzem. You have to create the nekev. You don't see the race of the nekev right away. Come Yeshu. Maybe this has to do with the tulshon. I don't understand that. But anyway, sounds like what the chiddush of Rava was is a shalom these tulshon. It's just how to read the pshatava. Okay. Now Tosis comes along and Tosis says that he asks on Rashi, and Tosis ends up saying a whole different pshat. Tosfos says that the chashash of sircha is not the ain sircha b'leinekev punk for kei yeshircha b'leinekev, and the problem is the osed l'isparik. It's the osed l'isparik. So, and Tosfos asks on his own pshat, he says it's not that good on Rashi either, that if it's osed l'isparik, so now if you go to the next sugya on Memches, when you have a sircha, an aray smuch l'doifin, over there, the Gemara says, what should you do? You should peel it off carefully. And if you peel it off carefully, then you should be boidik, according to Nechemia. So Frank Toises, now what's Shaykh being boidik over here? L'chayra, the whole problem is that it's going to make a nekev. The whole problem is going to make a nekev, so what's Shaykh to be boidik? So Toises says, avadli, you're not going to be machsh or anything if you don't find a nekev. The ikar b'dika here is the chumra. What's the chumra? This is a chumrah that there aren't much of exactly what the chumrah is. Okay, so there's a chumrah here to be boidik. Lemaisa, if you look in the other Rishonim, the Rashba also goes with the Mahalach of Tosis, that Yesh Sircha B'loi Nechev, and the Rashba has a teretz to this kash of Tosis, and Adar even changes the halacha. He says the halacha from Nechemi is a halacha that if you'll check, You'll peel. He's mechiyach it, because if there's a makav doifin, you're telling the doifin anyway. If there's no makav doifin, so then you can't be machshir with the bedikas. So then you're not going to be boidik. So lemaisa, why do you have to be so careful with the reya? Why have to just peel it off and see for a makav bedoifin? So it tells you to be boidik for chumra. Okay, so you're taking a risk that you're going to be, once you see a makav doifin, you're going to be machshir. But There's no real pshat in doing the bedika. A couple of them, the Rashba says a teretz, and it's really the Ramban says it in the Mishmar Sabayis when he's arguing with the Ra'ah. He speaks it out very, very klar that the Rashba has a teretz to the kasha of Tosis, and the Rashba says no, we're being boidik taka. Rav Nechemia was being mechadash a kul over here, and even though ain't sircha b'lo yesh sircha b'lo nekem, he could peel it off. Zokter, that here you're checking to see that there's no nekev now. It wasn't mispark already. And that's what you're checking for. And if you see that it's not going to be mispark already, then I'm going to say it's kosher because I'll be toilet in the doifin. So, because here I could say that the sircha came from, is either going to peel off of the doifin or came from the doifin. So, memela, I have what to be toilet in. So, wanted to know why the Rashba, what's the machlokes here? The Tosis doesn't seem to have this. Blab shred, the whole sircha, the whole thing is only lachumra. does he argue, what's the machlokes with Rashba? The other shaila is there a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, that Rashi didn't say like Tosfos, that the sircha is on the asid. Now, I don't know if it's a real question, because it could be that Rashi's pshat is better. Tosfos argues on Rashi, but a kapanim, well, is there a reason why Rashi didn't say like Tosfos? That it's not soifil isparak. So, then it's like this. That the whole concept, I don't want to maybe give a kolistic idea over here, in the idea of a trefus which is soifa to make a nekev. Because really, Be'emes is, this concept of the trefus over here is a mechudosh dika soifa lisparik, because Kipshutai Taisa says that the animal is perfectly healthy, and it's very normal for it to have sirchas. So Memela, if it's very normal for it to have sirchas, then it's a perfectly healthy animal. So the fact that it's going to make a nekev, does that make it a trefa now? When it has a nekev, so dial it's arbishaita, it'll make it a nekev. But what's the problem now? Now it's a perfectly healthy animal. So you're going to tell me every time that you could be machzik, that it'll be make a nekev as a trefa, it's a shtikl chiddush. I was looking for it inside, I didn't see it, but I saw brought down that the Mati Yonis and Shulchan Aruch says, according to Tosfos, that if you open up an animal, and the Bahag Taka says like this, he brings a bag from a mem, that if you find an animal that has a machat in the kane, and you open up, oh, it should be trefa, because it was so if you to make a nekev in the raya, because it would have said like that. Huh? So the Bahag says it depends where you find it. If it the neck of the point is labar, lagav, it depends where you find it, but if the point is lagav, and it depends where you found it in the ray, it didn't make a neck of now. He's talking about the lave punct, actually. But the point is, it didn't make any neck of him now. It's safer to make a neck of. The Bahag holds it's a trefus. Be serious if argues on the Bahag. The Bahag holds it's a trefus. And the Mati Yonason says that's what Tosfos should hold. Now, I'm not saying Tosfos holds like that. What I'm saying is that it sounds like it's a dover chiddush to say that this inyan that when it, because there's a sircha and it's going to pull off the thing, it's a trefus. It's a shtikl chiddush. Now, Memes is like this: is that throughout the entire parak, Tosfos said in a few places that if you have a nekev in one aver that's going to make a nekev in another aver, you don't say, even though it makes it a trefa, you don't list that trefus. Tosfos said that a nekev in the achesaron in the gargaris is keiser. You don't list that as a trefus because it's soifili pasik beruba, and we already listed psukas like gargaris. Tosfos says you don't say a nekev in the gulgoyles. A nekev in the chaser begulgoyles is a trefa, even though bisham and bisil, it should be a trefus. So he says, because it's soifa to make a nekev in the krum. Tosfos asked that if you would say drusa makes a nekev, you shouldn't list drusa because it's already bechal in the kuvas benamiyayim. So Tosfos holds in a few places that you don't say a trefus of. Tosfos has a kasha later, Daphne and Zion. That if you go inside and mix up the B'nai Me'ayim, so they're not in order anymore. They're very specific, even though it looks like it's just whatever. It's a specific reason why it's like that. If you go in and mix it up, it's a trefa. So Tosfos says, so why is it not listed? Because it makes a nekev, so if you lean off, so it's b'chlan nekuvas B'nai Me'ayim. So Tosfos says that whenever you have a problem that's going to be soifel and nakev, it's listed out soifel out the nekev that it's going to make, not out the trefus of now. Rabbi Kiveger and Dapman Beis proved that Rashba holds not like Tosfos, because Rashba holds Tosfos had a whole shaila about why do we list the kavod if the whole problem the kavod is the mara, and Tosfos says the kavod could be without the kavod, and male kavod is an independent trefus. But Rabbi Kiveger says Rashba says that kavod is out the Mara, and still we list Kavod. So basically, according to the Rashba, even though it's Soifai to make a problem in the Mara, the Trefus is in the Kavod. So we list the Trefus and the Kavod separately in the Mishnah. It means Mefurish Machlaikas here, that the Rashba holds that the Etzim Trefus is the Makash Befanenu, and the Makash Befanenu is Trefa. Now, how does it make a Trefa? It makes a Trefa through a Nekev somewhere else. But be'etzem, the etzem treifus is the treifus shebefanenu. That's the etzem treifus. That's the etzem shame of the treifa. On that, I was looking around at all the other places where the Rashba could argue. So all the other places are not muchach anything, because the Ramban has a different teretz why we don't list chisaron agugaylus and chisaron ke'isra. It's a different teretz in why over here in that last case of if the Bnei Ma'ayim fall out and they put them back in out of order, if the Rashba is very interesting, Lashon and Teres Abayis, Rashba and Teres Abayis on that din says that this thing is so bad, he doesn't say anything about Sefer Lenakev. He says this thing is so bad that it's Mesa Miyad. And since it's Mesa Miyad, so Memela, it's also to eat it. Meaning, it's not really a regular treifus. It doesn't make a nekev in the end. It's not Sefer Lenakev, but it's not listed because it's Mesa Miyad. It's a different Agdara. But Akoponim, it's in the list. It's a list over here because not because of Sefer Lenakev. If it would be a Sefer Lenakev, he says, "Hipich b'm treifa." Why isn't it in the Mishnah? It's not in the Mishnah because, but it's treifa because it's Mesa Miyad. It's a different idea. So the l'chayra, we have to explain a little bit that we could say Rashi also holds like this Rashba, that when something is soifer lenakev, really the treifus is the first one, not the second one. And that's why Rashi doesn't mind saying that drusa makes nekev. Tosfos' whole thing was that drusa can't kill through a nekev. If drusa would kill through a nekev, then the treifus would be included in the kuvas ameyayim. Rashi, and then Gimel Mabez, says that there is some sort of nekev that comes from the eris of the of a drusa, and yet Rashi calls it the treifus is drusa. Rashi doesn't seem to have this problem. Because Rashi seems to say that the what's it called, the treifus, is listed under drusa. Now, however, we still need to explain something. So, the etzem idea, I would say, is that according to Tosfos, what's befanenu, you don't need that the choyli is chal befanenu, because that's not what the etzem treifus is. The etzem treifus is the nekev. You just have to have a way to see now that there's a nekev later. So the nekev later is the treifus, and you have to be able to give that, don with that nekev now, whenever you don with that nekev now. So you're donning with that nekev right now already. And that's what makes it a treifa. Because you have something which is going to make that nekev. And therefore the nekev now is the treifus. According to the Rashba, the pshat is that the treifus is the choyli that's befanenu. The maka, the choyli, that's the treifus. Now you'll tell me a choyli is not a treifa, the etzem. But since the oifen hamisa is going to be through a chisaron in the behema, that's how it's going to kill it in the end. So memela, that's bechlal a treifus, and memela, the choyli itself that you have now is the treifus, not the nekem from later. So let's take an example. Rashi says that all the things that we have in the Reya are all bechlal nekuvim, lakusa, mashinimara. These things are all bechlal lakusa, and the Reya is all bechlal nekuvim. So what the idea is, what I'm trying to say, that according to this, that we have a list of eight treifus, of Ula's eight treifus. We have a list, you have to be in the eight treifus. According to Tosfos, the list of eight treifus is, there are eight categories of treifa. Adkan. The Shem of the treifus is Nekuvus HaMayayim. I don't care what you have before to get you Nekuvus HaMayayim. If it's the treifus in the Nekuvus HaMayayim. So you have Mahapech in the Mahapech all the Bnei Ma'ayim, and it's going to make a nekev in the end. It's called Nekuvus HaMayayim right now. And that's the Shem of the treifa. So you look at the animal, this is called Nekuvus HaMayayim. You look at an animal with Chisaron B'Gulgulus, it's called Nekuvus HaKrum. That's the name of the treifa. According to the other Shita, the Pshat is Be'etzim, the name of the, there is a name of the treifa of Lekusa. There's a name of a treifa of Chisaron B'Gulgulus. That's a treifa because it kills it through Nekavim. But the Shem of the treifa, the eight categories of Ula is eight types of Chisroinus in a behema, that if it kills it through that, that's going to be a treifa as opposed to some sukenis or whatever. These are eight chesrinis that has to be chal in a behema in order for it to be a treifa. But the etzim choyli is not that. The etzim choyli is the etzim treifa is the choyli that's befanenu. So, to bring out an example, perhaps, is we had in last sugya, we had a
a shayla of shinui mara. And the Ravid shita, the Ran brings down from the Ravid, that shinui mara basically is only treifa bekulai, not b'rubai, not b'miktasai. And that's the Ran brought down from the Ravid. So you have a shinui mara, it's only treifa b'rubai. Now you look in the Ravid, in the Asagas, he says, I'll bring a raya from the Gemara. Because the Gemara, Rava wanted to say that raya shehadima is veruba, is trevok and bimutas kshera. So obviously everyone asks, but the Gemara came out not like that. So the Lecha Mishnah explains that the Gemara is saying there that hadima is taka only treifa, because you see a nekev right now. You see a nekev now. So it's a raya that there's a nekev. So a nekev, wherever you have the nekev, is a problem. And it depends on what type of nekev it is. Like sherem shmona shatzim, not like shmona shatzim. So it's out the nekev now. But these treifas of shinmar is a raya and a choyli, and mamela is a raya and a choyli, then the choyli is going to be treifa because it's, the choyli is going to be treifa because only bekulai. It's a raya and a choyli. Now, every lakusa, the problem with it has to be, like Rashi says, to make a nekev in the end. Okay, so you say, fine. Now, the problem is that the Ran, when the Ran argues on the Ravid, and the Ran says, no, it's not al tzacholi, it's al tznekovim. Because why? Because also if you're nakev. So he basically says the same thing. What he's saying is, the Ran says, is that Mimela, what's the difference if it's Kula Miktasai? Shinui mara tells me that there's a problem over here, and there's a problem over here, it's going to be a Nekev over here. So, if you would tell me it's a Raya like Hadima, that there's a Nekev now, okay, so I understand what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying there's a Nekev now. But the Ran is also saying it's Seifel and Nekev. And the Raya is saying a Svara, that when you have a Choyli, the Choyli and the Raya is only when it's Bekulai. The point is, I'm just getting to an example, is that the Ran holds, very much like Tosfos, that the Ikar Treifas is the Nekev. So I'm not trying to down up over here, is there Chal, Choyli, and the Reya. I'm trying to down over here, is there something that I could see that there's a Nekev here. So if I could down that this thing is going to create a Nekev, I have a Nekev. I don't care if it's Bekulim, it doesn't make a difference. The point is I have what to make a Nekev with. And the middle of the Nekev is the Treifas I have right now, a Nekev. The Ravid's understanding is that you have to paskin on the Reya, that it's a Reya Shalaksa. Now, what's the problem with the Reya Shalaksa? It's going to have a Nekev. But it has to be Chal, the liquid in the Reya. That's where the trip is. It's not the Nekev of later. It's not the Choyli of now. So, a Choyli and a Mikta, it's not a Reya, it's not a sick Reya. Maybe a Nekev will pop up in that spot. That's just Amma Soifa. It has to be Chal, the Trafis now. That is a sickness. The sickness of the Reya is Bekulai. That's what's called a Choyli. Otherwise, otherwise it's not called a Reya Shalaksa. Well, it could heal, you mean? The point he's trying to say is that it has to be that the, it's not, I think he's trying to say is that it's not called, if it's only been mixed, you can't say the Reya has a Choyli now. That's not a Reya Shalaksa.
I hear you're
saying
the Reya. Right. Okay. The Reya
says
that
he's the Reya.
Yeah, what?
He has the same time as the Reya. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that could be what he's saying. Yeah, okay. So then, but, so the like this. So Mamela, if you say it like that, so now it's the Aschola is very it could be very move on. Why the Rashi didn't say like the Tosfos? Because Rashi held. Tosfos holds that as long as you could don now something that is a Reya, that you have a nekev in the Reya, so that's enough to make a treifas. But if you say that in order to say that the soifa is really, it's paskin now that the Reya is sick, and the Reya is sick, what makes the Reya sick a treifas? Because it makes a nekev in the end. But it has to be that there's a problem with the Reya. If the Reya only has sirchas, which doesn't come from a choyli, So you can't paskin now that the Reya has a choyli. You can't paskin the Reya has a choyli, so you can't paskin within the covering from later. So Rashi can't don a treifus mitzad the soifi lenakev. Because Rashi holds that the shem of the treifus from the first is etzem choyli befanenu. The nekev is going to be is you need that to make that the choyli is a treifus. But you're not paskining with the choy, with the nekev directly from later. Rashi tells us that paskins from the nekev of later has that you could now you could still be mechal between this and a machat. I'm not saying you can't. It's chal already see this thing in the reya itself. The reya itself already has something a menakev in it. But according to Tosfos, you could down with the nekev of later. The Im saw the ra'ah, the whatever, maybe it's not the ra'ah, is the sefer chinuch. The sefer chinuch says that goes like Tosfos that it's soifel nakev, but he's very busy trying to figure out a way to make that the soifel nakev is because the reya is a reya is there's a choyli over here in the reya. This choyli, whatever's causing it to make rear end, is going to end up causing it to become a nakev, as he says. He says a strong loss in there, huh? That what? Well, he's talking about the doiv in there. I mean, the ra'ah is like, after he finishes saying it, he adds on a whole sentence. He sounds like he's trying to bavar on this problem. So I want to say this al soifai, but I don't want to just say because I see up a nekev. I have to make that there's a choyli over here. But Tosfos is not saying that, because Tosfos says beferish that it's when it's a bari. It's a healthy ra'ah. This happens all the time. So Tosfos is not saying that. But you could say the lumdus of Tosfos, I mean, of Soifel Lenakev, and still get out of this problem if you have the Ra'ah. Okay. Now, this is perhaps the Indian over here, Rashi Tosfos. Now, I want to. I want to suggest maybe a pshat in the Rashban based on this. I don't have it 100% worked out, but we'll come more worked out when we learn. I'm getting like a mensch, but an idea. So we were asking that according to the Rashba brings down that's also a sefer lenakev. And the way we're learning the Rashba, if Rabbi Krieger's point in the Rashba is correct, that the Rashba by Kavod is Mukach that he argues on Tosfos, so that would mean that you have to dan with the Trepas is what's Befanenu. So So Tosfos has a Nakuda. The Tosfos says that once it's Soifel Lenakev, it's up Tosfos, there's no Bedika, and the whole Bedika is only Chumra, and there's no Bedika on this. The Rashba comes and says, Pshan Rav Nachman. Pshan Rav Nachman is that if you peel it off, and there's no Maka V'doifen, and there's no Maka, and there's no Tzmachim in the Reya, Zok the Rashba, check it. And the Rashba in the Tosfos is more easy to see what he's saying. You should check it. And there's not going to be a nekev now b'faneinu. If there's no nekev now b'faneinu, now it's kosher. Why? Because they'll be totally b'doifim. And then the Rashba says, what was the next side of the Gemara that you could be tola? You could even be b'idik marzutra. You could even be b'idik by Rava's case, by Trey Unas, which is Sarikha Adadi. Over there he says, because that Rava, he taka held that there's no treifus of Soifel Lenakev. And now we argued on him, but by Doifin we agreed to him. By Doifin we agreed that he could be Boydik and it's kosher because he could be told in the Doifin. So perhaps we could just say that the pshat is like this: that really the Rashba has this problem that stamazoi to have that a sircha without the lumdus of the other Rashba in races just. Over here, you could say something. Is that stamazay to say soifel lenakev? You can't really say that. The Rashba has a chiddush that when you have two and marzutra held that really a reya srucha to adad is also kosher with the bedika. As long as you see there's no nekev now, then it's kosher. Either soif, he doesn't hold of it. Over, I don't think he's arguing all over. He's saying over here because of the svara. There's really nothing wrong with the raya, maybe. So the by Rava's etzem din that we argue, we hold that raya smucha adodi is a problem, is because since lemaisa the raya has a sircha, a sircha shel kesedron, so it's a raya srucha, has a problem with it that has something which is not allowing it to continue to live because mineu bay it's going to become a nekev. So you don't know what's going to be on this side or that side, but when they're going to become a nekev, that much you could don that this thing has a problem. This has a problem now that it's going to become this reis rucha as a shem of a trefer because it's going to make a nekev. But vivait that it could become from the doifen. So you can't say now that the reich is a reis rucha that makes a problem of a trefes that you see a nekev now because it could be it's going to come off the doifen. So now it's only a zaitka problem. It's only as I do. Maybe it's going to come off in the future. That alone, the oimid to come off is not itself a problem. It has to be chal in the raya that we see the nekev. We see the menakev now. We see the problem with the raya. If the raya menei bay has something which is pulling it apart from itself and is going to come a nekev, so that's where it's a problem in the raya. But something from the outside pulling it away, betzim, the Rashba could be machsha that. Even if it's more likely, maybe. The Rashba is another problem. There's another problem with the sircha. That if you're going to say that yesh sircha bol hanekev could pull off, then a sircha is a shtickle like a machat. Kataka, maybe, you find the yashav l'koitz bavesh that you have to check. There's an inyanim where you have to check to see if there is, if there's an, it's the nekev now. That much, he says in the chanami, you have to check for a nekev now. It's the etzim idea that it does pull off stuff. It's a reisa that maybe made a nekev. So you have to check for the nekev now. But out the soifai of the to be mashva a sircha as a trefus by itself has to be chal in the reya menei ubei that has in it a problem today that it has in it a koyach of a menakev that has in it this problem that it self destructs itself, it pulls itself apart, makes a nekev. But from the doifen, since you could be toila in the doifen, so Mameli says over there won't be a problem.
You think like she was matured part or no? You mean about that?
It's more geschmack that I'm trying to avoid this, putting that in. It's not mashma like that, because in which case? Srucha l'doifen? He's shak of a tari if it's only in the mandamra that Safik Jusa is asr. He does say that. He says, Miu ikal meimad bedika miat zricha dahavi like a Safik Jusa. Then he says that maybe a sircha tluy is less than some drusha, but as I was saying, it could be the whole bedika that you need by sircha ledoifen could be he's mitzad that maybe it's only out the some drusha var a chanami.
If it's fully to come off from the rain, who cares?
It should be fully will come off.
Why does he have to this step that maybe it's going to pull off the armature?
No, because then it's called reis rucha. Then any sircha from anywhere in the body, you see now the ray has it's a reis rucha because the wherever any time it's attached to anything it breaks. So therefore,
right.
I'm not saying you need right. The sircha itself. We mean out there are if it's minei ubei.
So it's not safe for the pasuk. We have to see as far.
Huh?
If it might come off the wall, then just push it. Not it's just not safe for the
pasuk. I'm saying, but Tosis holds it is. That's what I'm saying. It's not more likely that it's going to come off from here. It's just a tliya ba'alma to make it that we don't see now that it's a problem. I'm not saying, and percentage wise, I'm not saying he's arguing on Tosfos. It could be it's more likely that it will come off from the Reya side. There's a tliya ba'alma, but the tliya won't help.
The likeliness creates a safe deposit. What? The likeliness creates a safe deposit.
You're saying it has to be 100%? So Stam says there's machlekes. He says it could come off from the doifen. I was thinking that even if it's a small percentage, it doesn't matter because lemaisa the pashtus we see it that way. Just with this idea, l'chayra you have to explain one thing, which is, if you go back, if our theory is correct in the reading of the Etzem Din of Ula, okay, that according to Tosfos, what Ula is saying is that these are all categories of Trefa. So Trefa is things which have Nekavim, these are the categories of Trefa. So there's a category for treifa called, right? So fine. So that means that we categorize them independently of each other. All the kubas are together because we see that eventually you'll have a nekev. So mamela, it's called the nekuva. Okay, but in the Rashba and Rashi, we're saying that these are the things which have to be chal in the behemah as a chasarin to make it into a treifa. This has to be what kills it. What kills it has to be this thing, which is listed in the thing of Ula. And if it has a nekev, then any lakusa that will make a nekev, that's also a treifas. But that means that the shem of what we're dealing with is the etzem koyach in the behemah to kill. That's the etzem din of Ula. So Shaila is, what's drusa then? So what's drusa with nefula? Because if Ula is saying drusa nefula, so you want to say like this, it's a shem treif of drusa. Why? Because treif of drusa means that there's eris there. And mamela, it's a treifa because the shem, once it's a drusa, there's eris, and the eris kills. Fine. But according to the way we're saying in the Rashi and the Rashba, that this is the thing which is the killer of the behema. So that means that the etzem thing which is killing the behema is the drisa that comes out, is the nefula. So it would come out that according to the Rashba and according to Rashi, the etzem problem with the behema is that it is a drusa. The etzem problem with the behema is that it is a nefula. So when you come to the sugya of drusa, there's going to be a big nafkamina now between how you learn. If you learn that the etzem shem of the problem with the behema is that it is a drusa, so the whole kler, the whole suffix drusa is to build up one thing, that there was given a drisada, that the behema is a drusa. That's what we're trying to get to. Because the Shem Drusa is what kill. Once it's Chal Shem Drusa in the Behemah, that's really the Trefus. Masha'inkein, the other way around, is we're really trying to get to the Trefus that kills the animal. A Drusa is a problem with an animal. What's the problem with Drusa? It says Eris. So we're trying to get to the really trying to get to the Eris of the Behemah. So when a big nafkamina is going to be in a case where you have, and this is going to be machlekes achreinim, marshal maybe. If you have an animal that was vadei nidras, but it's a suffix, let's say, if it did it, can I get some sort of suffix about the drisa, is that a vadei drisa, is that a suffix drisa? Nafkamina would Rav agree. In other words, once you have that befaneinu, maybe that is the drisa. Rav doesn't, everyone agrees to that already. You could be boidik and mafkia it and prove that just like you, it becomes is drusa because it comes back b'cheskes heter. But the yisoid of the drusa is that it's a drusa, and drusa is a problem by itself. Now, what's the problem with drusa? It loses cheskes heter. We see it up as it's not in its own cheskes heter. And it could be that was all rashi by nefula also. It was a nefula. The whole amida was it's not nefula anymore. So it's not nefula. It's a chal in the nefila. It's already past the nefila. But, and same thing with the drusa. So you have to see when we get there is what's called a Savik Drusa, what's called a Vade Drusa. Is a Vade Drusa only when you see Eris? Or is a Vade Drusa, had a Maisa Drusa done to it, that's already called Vade Drusa. And it's going to have Kaminas, Lagabi Bidika, Lagabi other things. When we get Talmud Beis, that could be also Shayach to this Shayla of Rashi. And obviously it has to do with the other Rashi, Rashba, whatever, we can get to that.